Well, joining me from London this morning's Galileo Mining's Brad Underwood. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. It's our evening and your morning, and it's great to be with you again.
Good to have you back on, Brad. Of course, you're over there for Mines and Money, day one overnight for us down here. How did the London crowd respond to the Galileo story?
We've had a really positive response. There's a lot of investors interested in our palladium and nickel discovery that we've made at Callisto near Norseman. And even though it's been made in Western Australia, we have been nominated for a Discovery Award by the Mines and Money event here in London. So it does show that there is a great significance attached to what we have managed to achieve in Norseman, and hopefully there's a lot more to come.
Well, of course, 2022 was a big year for Galileo Mining. Just give us a quick recap on Callisto.
We made the Callisto discovery in May, where we had 33 meters at over 2 grams per ton palladium plus platinum and gold and rhodium, with a good amount of nickel and copper associated with it. So a discovery of that kind is very rare on a world scale. It's an unusual suite of metals to be seen in one mineralized system. And we've been very fortunate to have discovered that in our own backyard. And we, of course, continuing to drill there. So since we made the discovery, we've put out a number of announcements since then, and we've been followed up with more drilling.
And given that discovery, Brad, what potentially does this suggest about the prospectivity of your other land around the area?
We see it as a real breakthrough for the prospectivity of the Norseman region. Remember, we have nearly 280 square kilometers of ground with very prospective trends. So even around the Callisto trend, we have 5 kilometers of unexplored ground. What happens with a discovery and when a new discovery is made in a region which doesn't have that before is that it opens up the prospectivity of the whole area. We completed a $20 million raise in July, which allows us the ability to go and test those targets, which prior to us making that discovery would never have warranted drilling. So there's a lot of potential and hopefully some easy wins to come our way once we get out there and start testing the 5 kilometers of strike we've got to the north of Callisto, the Mission Sill, which is another target over 10 kilometers of strike, and the Jimbalana prospect as well. So it's really opened up the prospectivity of the region. And we're going to have a very interesting next 12 months as we explore those prospects.
And a bit nearer term, Brad, plenty to go after, as you say. What's the plan as far as news between now and heading into Christmas?
We do have a lot of news coming up. We've been waiting for assays to come back from the lab. We have over 20 outstanding diamond drill holes that we are waiting for the assays to come back from the laboratory. And when we get those back, we'll release it to the market when they're material. So that's good for us. And of course, we're still drilling. We've got 2 rigs on site. We're drilling the deeper areas of the mineralization with the diamond drill rig. And the shallower parts, we are attacking with an RC rig. As well as that, we are chasing up prospects to the north. So plenty of news between now and Christmas. And then straight into the new year, we'll be doing additional drilling around the 5 kilometers of strike to the north of Callisto, plus the other targets I mentioned before. Lastly, we also have metallurgy starting. So metallurgical programs looking at how best to extract the metals from the mineralization we've found. So some real value-adding news flow that we expect to deliver between now and Christmas and into the new year.
Well, good to see you, Brad, this morning, and all the best for the remainder of the conference. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Andrew.